بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the benefits of at-taqwa from the Noble Quran. And in this benefit, that at-taqwa is rescue or cause of rescue. Or rather we say, it is said it is the cause of rescue from hellfire. It is the cause of rescue from hellfire. Allah Ta'ala in Surah Maryam, chapter 19, verse 72. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. Then we shall save those who used to have taqwa, and we shall leave the zalimeen therein to their knees. The polytheists, oppressors, etc. The next benefit, those qualified with at-taqwa will be gathered in an honorable, goodly company. Gathered to Allah in an honored, goodly company. قال الله تعالى in Surah Maryam 19:85. يوم نحشر المتقين إلى الرحمن وفدا. The day we shall gather the muttaqin unto the most beneficent. So those qualified with at-taqwa will be gathered unto Allah in an honorable, goodly company, like a delegate presented before a king for honor. And to Allah belongs the best example. The next benefit, that the Quran is a glad tiding for the muttaqin, the people of taqwa. قال الله تعالى in Surah Maryam 19:97 لتبشر به المتقين. That you may give glad tidings to the muttaqin. Next benefit, that the final end, the final good end, is for the muttaqin, for the people of taqwa. قال الله تعالى in Surah Taha 20:132 والعاقبة للتقوى. And the good end, paradise, is for the muttaqin. The next benefit, those qualified with the taqwa are indeed the ones who benefit from the books. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Anbiya 21:48 وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ الْفُرْقَانَ وَضِيَاءً وَذِكْرًا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And indeed we granted to Musa and Harun the criterion of right and wrong, and a shining light in the Torah, and a reminder for al-muttaqin. The next benefit, that at-taqwa is from the means of deliverance on the day of resurrection. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hajj 22:1 اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. O mankind, fear your Lord, or have taqwa of your Lord. Verily the earthquake of the hour is a terrible thing. The next benefit, at-taqwa is from the causes of magnifying the symbols and the sacred things of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hajj 22:32 ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. And whosoever honors the symbols of Allah, then it is truly from the piety or from the taqwa of the hearts. Taqwa is the thing which reaches Allah and benefits the slave. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hajj 22:37. Taqwa is what reaches Allah and benefits the slave. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hajj ولكن يناله التقوى منكم ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. From the beginning of the verse, it is neither their meat nor their blood that reaches Allah, but it is taqwa from you that reaches Him. I mean the meat of the sacrifice and animals. It is neither their meat nor their blood that reaches Allah, but it is a piety, it is taqwa from you that reaches Him. Next benefit, it is a means by which admonition by the Quran and other than the Quran is attained. قال الله تعالى in Surah An-Nur 24:34 ومثلا من الذين خلوا من قبلكم وموعظة للمتقين. And the example of those who passed away before you and an admonition for those who are muttaqin, who have taqwa. Next benefit, it is from the causes of success, which is success attaining what is sought and safety from what is feared. This is success. قال الله تعالى in Surah An-Nur 24:52 وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, fears Allah and keeps his duty to Him, having taqwa, meaning to Allah, such are the successful ones. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them. The next benefit, those qualified with at-taqwa are promised paradise. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Furqan 25:15 أذلك خير أم جنة الخلد التي وعد المتقون. نسأل الله من فضله. أذلك خير أم جنة الخلد التي وعد المتقون. Is that or torment better or the paradise of eternity promised to the people of taqwa, al-muttaqun? Next, a people of taqwa in paradise shall have what they wish. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Furqan 25:16 لهم فيها ما يشاءون خالدين. For them there will be therein all that they desire, and they will abide therein forever. And in Surah Al-Shu'ara 26:90, the next benefit, paradise will be brought near to those qualified with taqwa. قال الله تعالى وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين. And paradise will be brought near to the muttaqin. Next benefit. taqwa is from the causes of deliverance and safety from the punishment in this life. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Naml 27:53 وأنجينا الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. And we save those who believed and used to have taqwa of Allah. Next benefit, the good outcome and the good end is for the muttaqeen, people of taqwa. Qala Allah Ta'ala in Surah Al-Qasas 28:83 وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That home of the hereafter we shall assign to those who rebel not against the truth with pride and oppression in the land, nor do mischief by committing crimes. Now the point of evidence and the good end is for the muttaqeen. Next, it is from the causes of correctness of deeds and forgiveness of sin or sins. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ahzab 33:70-71 اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. Or you believe, keep your duty to Allah, اتقوا الله and fear him, have taqwa of Allah, and speak always the truth. He will direct you to do righteous good deeds and will forgive you your sins, will forgive you your sins. The next benefit, it is from the causes of attaining mercy. Attaining the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى in Surah Yasin 36:45 تقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون. Beware of that which is before you, the worldly torments, and that which is behind you, torments in the hereafter, in order that you may receive mercy. So have taqwa regarding that which is before you and that which is behind you, in order that you may receive mercy. Next benefit, the high rank and status of those qualified with at-taqwa. قال الله تعالى in Surah Sad 38:28 أم نجعل المتقين كالفجار. Or shall we treat the muttaqeen, pious and righteous, as fujjar, criminals, disbelievers, wicked, etc.? Next benefit, the happy end is for the muttaqeen. قال الله تعالى in Surah Sad 38:49 وَإِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ لَحُسْنَ مَآبٍ. And for the muttaqeen is a good final return. So here the happy return or happy end is for the muttaqeen. Next benefit, from the fruits of at-taqwa is truthfulness and believing and attestation. قال الله تعالى in Surah Az-Zumar 39:33, والذي جاء بالصدق وصدق به أولئك هم المتقون. Those who has brought the truth and those who believe therein, those are the people of taqwa. The next benefit, the people of taqwa, those qualified with taqwa, shall have what they wish. As in Surah Az-Zumar 39:34, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, they shall have all that they will desire with their Lord. Allahu Akbar. They shall have all that they will desire with their Lord. The next benefit, التقوى is a cause of expiating sins and attaining the best reward. قال الله تعالى in Surah Az-Zumar 39:35, ليكفر الله عنهم أسوأ الذي عملوا ويجزيهم أجرهم بأحسن الذي كانوا يعملون, so that Allah may remit from them the evil of what they did and give them the reward according to the best of what they used to do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them. إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. And we'll stop here inshallah ta'ala, and tomorrow we will finish the last part of this treatise. والحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.